preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio Network.
And welcome. You found America's most listened to pet talk animal radio. I'm Hal Abrams.
And I'm Judy Francis.
And today, Patty Davis. Name sound familiar?
Yes.
We're talking about the former president's daughter. I guess they're always, once a president, always a president. She's still the first daughter.
Yes.
Patty Davis, big animal lover. She's joining us today. Also, your calls at 1-866-405-8405. You want to write that number down because a little later on, we're talking to Joy Turner. And she's going to be talking to your pet. See, she's an animal communicator. You'll call her at 1-866-405-8405. Also coming up. And Judy, you can attest to this. Uh-huh. I love monkeys. I love primates.
We're not getting one.
I wanted just a studio primate.
No.
Studio monkey.
No. I draw the line right there. You're enough for me to handle. I'm not handling a monkey, too. That's too much.
Well, we're going to get to the bottom of it with a little bit of monkey love. That's coming up a little later on. Now, you, Judy, were surfing, I guess, channels, and you came across HDTV, right?
Uh-huh. My favorite channel.
Yeah, of course. And what did you see there?
There was a story on a bunch of different animals and stuff and how people relate to them and have them in their homes. And we did a show not too long ago about a strange house guest, which was a horse. But I thought this one topped that by a mile.
And we have guardian Jim Sautner on the phone, who, it's a bison lives with you. What are you, crazy? There's a buffalo in your house, Jim.
Well, that's not uncommon, no. I mean, not in our household, anyways.
I got to ask how this happened, that suddenly you have, how much does it weigh?
Oh, he weighs a little bit over 1,800 pounds at the moment.
An 1,800-pound buffalo. What's his name?
His name is Bailey the Buffalo.
Well, what is he doing in your house? How did he get there?
He's doing pretty well anything he wants to.
Yeah, I would say so.
It's kind of tough to persuade. You ought to see him when he gets a channel changer. Now, can you imagine trying to get a channel changer away from an 1,800-pound buffalo when he's watching TV?
Well, you know, I just let him watch anything he wants.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I imagine so. Okay, so I understand this happened over something with the German Shepherd that lives outside and now is inside. Well, I'm so confused.
A story that goes back to my wife has a German Shepherd female dog here. She's pretty much attached to my wife. So one day I mentioned I was maybe wanting to have a German Shepherd of my own.
Uh-huh.
And she said, well, it's going to upset the little girl, so the female dog. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, okay, fine. I'll grant you your wish. And now that I've granted your wish, I guess you owe me one, and this is mine.
To have this, okay. Well, sir, where does Bailey sleep?
Generally, he sleeps out in the yard under the front tree, where he can look in the picture window.
Oh, okay, okay. How big is Bailey? When he first came in the house, how big was he? I mean, I understand 1,800 pounds, but to get the idea, I mean, wasn't there china knocked over? Weren't you a little bit worried about the house being wrecked?
You know, a buffalo is such a hard animal to train and work with. They're very agile and very fast, even though they don't look that way. But
mm-hmm.
They're very hard to train. And when he was about 9 months old, he was probably 40 inches at the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I put a rope on him and brought him in the house. And at that time, I was scared he was going to jump out the picture window.
Yeah.
Now he's 6 feet tall and 1,800 pounds, and I'm still scared he's going to jump out the window. So, you know, it's been amazing.
Now, does he have meals with you?
Yes, we do. Occasionally when we're, you know, especially when we got company, he'll come in and we got a black rubber oats pail that we set on the table for him. And he eats the oats, and I eat my Cheerios, and when he's done his oats, he wants to stick his nose in my Cheerios, even though he doesn't like them.
Uh-huh. Just like any family member, right?
He's just like one of the kids, yes.
But he's quite the celebrity, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's in the last couple of years here, he hit the media. For example, Reuters News Agency put him on the wire around the world, and we have a stack 3 feet high of newspapers from Borneo, Malaysia, to all the different countries in the world.
I bet.
And he's been on TV down in the States a fair amount. We've done some Steven Spielberg stuff and Walt Disney, I guess.
Yeah, he's been neutered, I understand.
Yes.
Yeah.
when he was a year and a half old, we decided that because he, I had gotten him to be of a pretty good nature, that we would probably take him into schools and do educational sessions in the schools with him.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So consequently, I didn't want him to get any hormones kicking in while he's in the classroom.
Yeah. So. Yeah, the last thing you want is an unneutered or unspayed, well, I guess it would be only neutered, unneutered bison or buffalo really inside your house or any building whatsoever.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's been in some three-star hotels too, huh?
Oh, yes. We he has his birthday party every year in a five-star hotel here. It's got the doorman, the chauffeurs, and, you know, the whole thing. And his last birthday party we had there, we took him in and had five TV cameras there, and we checked in at the desk, and then we took him up the elevator to the third floor. And we had something like over 400 people at his birthday party.
Did he have to go in the freight elevator?
Yes, I'm afraid we had to. It's a little too long to fit in yet.
And he doesn't mind riding in an elevator?
No. This guy's one cool dude. He's the only buffalo in the world that's got that attitude.
Yeah, he sounds very laid back.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, tell us about Christmas. Christmas dinner, I guess?
Yeah, he does come in every Christmas when we have Christmas dinner, and I give him a stuffed buffalo for Christmas every year. Fortunately, I can give him the same one night, year after year, and he doesn't remember. I'm trying to train my wife.
You're re-gifting? when he sits down for dinner, it's mashed potatoes, maybe some vegetables. What else?
No, he won't participate in human food.
Oh, okay.
There's only three foods that he actually likes. It's grass.
Grass, okay.
Yellow flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And oats.
And oats. Well, that's a good diet that should keep you regular and healthy, is what I'm thinking.
Enough fiber to keep things going.
Does he, speaking of being regular, does he...
Is he house trained?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to tell people he's house trained. And my wife gets upset when I tell him that, yeah, I got him trained. He poops in the carpet in the same spot every time. My wife doesn't think that's funny.
We're talking to Jim Sautner, who has a buffalo living inside his house. Bailey the buffalo, an 1,800-pound buffalo, which we encourage that kind of... I'm not going to say try this at home.
No, actually, that is... they are a very dangerous animal. We like to warn people that not to take them as pets. It takes a very dedicated training program to get them to this point, and they're still even dangerous. You got to remember that the only way they got to talk is with their horns.
Yeah, yeah. So if you disagree in any way...
If they disagree, you probably got a hole in your shirt.
Yeah, I'm thinking. So, Jim, we appreciate you spending time with us today on Animal Radio. You have a website where we can learn more and actually see pictures of Bailey, I believe. There's a standoff over the remote control on the front page. What is that website?
Yes, the website for Bailey is www.baileythebuffalo.com.
Well, very good. Remember everything you've heard today on Animal Radio, whether you believe it or not. More information at animalradio.com. Jim, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for calling, folks.
What do you think of that?
Well, I'll let you have a buffalo instead of a monkey.
1-866-405-8405. We'd love to hear from you. Animal Radio brought to you by BioSpot, premium flea and tick control products for your dogs and cats. Use BioSpot on your pets, in your house, even in your car. BioSpot is available at your local pet store. Visit www.biospot.com. We'll talk to Joy Turner. Find out what your pet's thinking. 1-866-405-8405. Also, Patty Davis.
The Patty Davis.
The name doesn't ring a bell. She's the daughter of former President Ronald Reagan.
Woohoo!
1-866-405-8405. Like I said, this is my favorite part of the show.
You really like this part, don't you, when callers call in?
Well, because they do the work.
It's well, wait fun. A minute. We have to answer their questions. That's work.
Oh, you have to answer their questions.
Yeah.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Benny.
Police station. I'm sorry. No, Animal Radio. Hi, Benny. How are you doing?
Good.
Where are you calling from?
San Luis Obispo.
And what is your question for today?
I'd like to know if there's a way I can teach my dog to use the restroom on command.
Use the restroom? Like the bathroom or like public restroom?
Bathroom.
Yeah, you know how, I know a lot of times when you go places with your dog, it's like going with kids, and as soon as you get in the car, they got to go to the bathroom. But there's hope. There is a way you can actually teach your dog to go to the bathroom on command.
How's that?
What you do is when you take him outside and he goes to the bathroom, you want to find a word to associate it with. You can say, like, go potty, do your business, or, you know, attaboy, or even hurry up. And when the dog goes to the bathroom, you say those words after he goes to the bathroom and give him a treat.
And so he starts to associate those words with, yeah, with the treats.
Yeah, so you start doing it every time he goes out.
And it could be any word. It could be like...
Yeah, but you got to keep the same word over and over.
Okay.
And when the next time you take him out, after a few times he goes and you give him the word, next time when you go out, you say the word before he goes.
Oh, okay.
And then he'll learn, oh, that means if I go potty, I get a treat.
You'll have him going potty left and right there.
Yeah, you just got to be careful what you say, because as soon as you say go potty, you better have a pocket full of treats.
Yeah, there you go. Benny, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Benny.
Thank you.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Hair just started falling off.
He had the bloody hot spot. A really, really bad shedding problem.
She stunk. She had bad breath.
I spent over $2,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays, and nothing would help.
I looked online for excessive shedding.
Breeders linked to Dynavite.
www.dynavite.com.
I put in stinky dog and Dynavite came up. There are probiotics in there, flax oil, omega-3.
Each ingredient is listed and the beneficial effects.
Within a week, he quit scratching.
In about 4 days, Ike started smelling better. And my husband and I were really astonished.
I can't say enough goodness about this product.
Dynavite completely stopped the shedding.
His ears started clearing up immediately.
Dinovite.
She just looks that bowl squeaky clean. She loves Dynavite.
Dynavite. Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
Voice of the Animal is brought to you by xfleas.com, your internet solution for flea control and parkworm prevention. Don't waste your time on over-the-counter flea control products. xfleas.com carries all major brands. Visit www.xfleas.com. The cure is out there.
Welcome to Voice of the Animal. Blood, bone, DNA. We share these physical components with animals. We also have another thing in common. Every creature has a mom. Probably the most famous mother and child story is of Demeter and Persephone. In the ancient Greek myth, Persephone is out picking violets when Hades, lord of the underworld, suddenly bursts through the earth to kidnap and anoint her queen of his dark realm. Demeter, who is mother of both Persephone and the earth, is so distraught that when she cannot find her daughter, she causes all crops to wither and die, the rivers to run dry, and the earth to become as broken and parched as her heart. Only when her daughter is finally released does Demeter allow the earth to flourish once again, but at a price. For although Persephone will spend 9 months of each year with her mother, she spends the remaining three as queen of the underworld. Which is why we have winter, and everything hibernates or dies. Demeter is grieving her daughter's absence. If you have ever heard the mournful and haunting cry of mother cows after their calves have been trucked away to be fattened and slaughtered for veal, you understand the heartbreak of Demeter for her Persephone. If you have ever observed a killdeer mother bird pretend she has a broken wing to lure a predator away from her nest, you know the power of that maternal connection. Mockingbird mothers and dads will dive bomb any person or animal that threatens their nest of fledglings. My mom and I recently watched Spellbound as a mockingbird and hummingbird exhibited great courage chasing a red-tailed hawk away from a pine tree that held both of their nests. Like human moms who sacrifice careers, sleep, food, and money to ensure their children will thrive and flourish, animal moms do the same. Leopards, lions, black bears, and sloth moms encourage their daughters to carve out a territory of their own from within their home range. Leopard daughters even go back to the den they were born to give birth to their young. Kangaroo rats and red squirrels, whose homes take weeks to build, will amass a bountiful supply of seeds and then pass both home and pantry on to their daughters. Studies of seals in Alaska show that seal pups recognize their mother's call even after years of separation. In fact, biologists have discovered that each seal has its own distinctive voice. This is true in many other species as well, a finding that strengthens the observation that the bond between mother and child transcends species. It is spring, and Demeter is reunited with her Persephone. Kinship with other creatures takes many forms, including love, appreciation, and connection to moms. Two-footed, four-footed, winged, and finned. On behalf of animals and people everywhere, happy Mother's Day. Visit us on the World Wide Web at voiceoftheanimal.org. For Voice of the Animal, this is Rayanne Cumulos.
We join our team investigating a mysterious malady afflicting beloved pets.
Dr. Boulder, what is it?
Strange, Sally. These cats and dogs, they're scratching everywhere.
What could be causing this, Boulder?
Upon closer inspection, I found these...
Encephalitis felis, the common flea?
Yes, millions of them.
No worry, these pets are saved. XFleas.com specializes in flea and heartworm prevention. That's www.xfleas.com. The cure is out there.
I'm Margaret Jenkins, and I breed and train dogs for people who are sight impaired. Our owners rely on our dogs, and I rely on BioSpot. These dogs, they help guide their owners through everyday life so they don't have time to scratch because of fleas and ticks. In the 20 years I've been doing this, I have tried a lot of products, and I've found that BioSpot is as effective as what I used to get at my vet, but it's available at my local pet store, and it's guaranteed to work.
BioSpot is simple, providing many breeds of dogs and cats with relief without constant applications.
BioSpot is really effective. One application keeps pets free of fleas and ticks and even mosquitoes for up to 4 weeks, and it kills flea eggs and larvae for up to 4 months.
BioSpot is also a great value. It's about a third the cost of leading veterinarian brands, and it's guaranteed to work with all sizes and breeds of dogs and cats or your money back.
These dogs have to be at their best, so I rely on the best. BioSpot.
Go to BioSpot.com today. It's the choice of professionals.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio Network.
Coming up in a few minutes, Patty Davis. She's a big animal lover. She joins us live. She guests Animal Radio. Did you know that Animal Radio is brought to you by Dynavite? Does your dog still shed, itch, scratch, or stink? Well, instead of creams, lotions, shots, steroids, get Dynavite. Dynavite delivers the enzymes, nutrients, and probiotics that are all cooked out of those commercial dog foods. So your beloved pooch can heal naturally. Visit www.dynavite.com. That's spelled DINOVITE.com. We have Dr. Jeff Levy on the phone with us. Where are we calling you today?
You're reaching Dr. Jeff in the heart of New York City.
New York City, for our New York listeners. You're a veterinarian there, huh?
Yes, I'm a house call veterinarian in Manhattan.
That is so cool that you actually make house calls, because I'll tell you, it is a pain in the botanical area for both you and your animal to go down to the veterinarian. They get so stressed out and everything. So you come to the house. You also do acupuncture?
Right, I'm certified in acupuncture.
And you deal with pet aging issues, geriatrics, right?
Yeah, so one of my interests is senioritis, let's call it, in pets, the plight of the senior pet as they age. However, I perform general medicine and acupuncture, various types of ills that are referred to me through other veterinarians.
Tell our listeners what you do on the weekend.
What I do on the weekend is we play music.
Yes.
That's what we just did that the past weekend. We performed for the fourth consecutive year.
Oh, wow.
In Riverside Park.
What's the band's name?
The name of the band is Pet Rocks, P-E-T-R-O-X.
I love it.
And we performed for the fourth consecutive year in beautiful Riverside Park on behalf of the American Cancer Society.
I understand everybody in the band, all its incarnations have been people who've worked in the animal industry.
Right. It's a band composed of animal caregivers.
Uh-huh.
Our lineup has changed through the years because we've been through several generations of people. I founded in 1999.
Uh-huh.
But presently, if I can describe, the current lineup includes I'm the house call veterinarian on rhythm guitar. I'm the songwriter.
Uh-huh.
One of our lead guitarists is a zoo volunteer.
Okay.
We have a cat rescuer from Brooklyn on lead guitar.
Uh-huh.
Our bass player rescues a couple of turtles. We call them the Turtle Rescuer.
Do you have any originals there?
Yeah, we have quite a number of original songs.
Okay, listen, let's go ahead and play a little bit of one right now. Which one would you like to play?
I'd probably play Raining Cats and Dogs.
Okay, this is Raining Cats and Dogs by Pet Rocks.
By Pet Rocks.
By Pet Rocks.
Running, running with the thunderstorm a-coming. There'll be no way out. There may be times when the sky ain't so sunny. Will you help me out? Pitter-patter, hell, those raindrops are falling. I'm soaked from head to toe. Bitter matters leave me feeling mighty batty in ways you never know. It's raining cats and dogs.
And Dogs by Pet Rocks. We have Dr. Jeff Levy, veterinarian from New York City, and also a very talented musician, as you can see there. What's the website so people can check it out?
My website would be www.housecalls, that's plural, housecalls for, F-O-R, your pet.com. All one word, housecalls for your pet.
Doctor, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, I appreciate your time and your interest.
Hey, this is Cesar Milan. When I'm not doing the Dog Whisperer, I'm listening to Animal Radio. Stay balanced.
This is Animal Radio Network.
Well, you've seen her writings in 6 books, or perhaps the newspapers, the many magazines, the columns. Daughter of former President Ronald Reagan, Patty Davis is joining us. Hi, Patty. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks.
I understand you have 2 cats of your own that you live with.
Yes, I do. Aretha and Skeeter.
Oh, so that's what I wanted to find out. The book is basically about Aretha. We're talking about your latest 2 cats and the women they own. Aretha and...
Skeeter.
Skeeter? I thought it was Spider. No.
Oh, no. Spider was Aretha's boyfriend when she first adopted me. He lived downstairs with neighbors of mine when I lived in Malibu. And she and Spider were this little couple. But he started... As guys tend to do, yeah. And he never came back at one point. And so that's when I went to the pound and to get a companion for her, and I ended up with this little kind of dysfunctional kitten who I named Skeeter because she skeets away like a cockroach, and 7 years later she still does. Oh, well.
Well, Spider taught you a lesson about grief.
Not only was Spider's disappearance obviously terrible, especially for his owners, but what was really awful for all of us around there was Aretha walking around clearly grieving, looking for him, and carrying toys around to his family, his humans, and to me, and it was just heartbreaking. And
is that what led to getting Skeeter as a friend, a companion?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I thought, well, you know, she's missing Spider, so I'll go and I'll get a friend for her. And I went to the pound, and I still knew really very little about cats. So if I'd known a little more, I probably wouldn't have chosen Skeeter. And the other thing I didn't know was, having always had dogs and been used to dogs, I thought that Aretha would be so happy when I brought this companion home, and it didn't quite work that way.
You've always had dogs. How did you come about having Aretha?
She adopted me.
How did she do that?
Well, she was living next door, uh-huh. And she wasn't really happy there. Her owner had broken up with his girlfriend, and he was away a lot, so she wasn't getting the attention she wanted, and she just wasn't happy there, and she started coming to me and made it very clear that she had chosen me and she wanted me, and that was just it.
How did your neighbor feel about that?
Well, we had a little bit of a thing initially, but I think really we were fine, ultimately. We were absolutely fine. But, I mean, at first it was a little awkward.
Sure.
But I think really he was kind of relieved because he wasn't there a lot, and he really didn't, want to have a cat, even though he did care about her. So it all worked out fine.
What kind of animals did you have growing up?
We grew up around a lot of animals because we had a ranch out in inland from Malibu. Mm-hmm. So I grew up around horses, dogs, cats, goats, and assorted wildlife that was all around. But at home, at our home in Pacific Palisades, we always had dogs.
Mm-hmm. We noticed that human parents that teach their kids about the importance of animals, the kids grow up that way. I'm assuming Dad was a big animal lover.
Oh, my father, yeah, he was a huge animal lover, and he was wonderful with animals. He trained all our dogs, and he was wonderful with horses. I mean, I think he had some help with some horses, mm-hmm. training them, but he was quite brilliant with animals.
We appreciate you spending time with us today. Two Cats and the Woman They Own. You can get it anywhere. I'm going to give away one copy right now. 1-866-405-8405. Now, is this number 6 or number 7, Patty?
It's 7.
Is there a number 8 on the way?
I have finished a novel, and I don't know when it's going to come out, but I do expect it to be my next book out. It's called Till Human. It's a novel, Till Human Voices Wake Us, which is the last line of a T.S. Eliot poem, Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock. And it's essentially a love story between two women. It's not autobiographical. You were going to ask me that.
Okay.
And one of the things that drives it, it is written in first person by one of the women, and she... We know at the very beginning that she lost her 3-year-old son in a swimming pool accident. Mm. One of the things that drives the story is her desire to find out how that happened, who left the screen door open. Basically.
When will we find that book?
I do not know.
We'll look for it.
That's all being worked out.
Well, all of your writing's fabulous. Patty Davis, thanks so much for joining us on Animal Radio today.
Thank you. Bye.
The Animal Minute is brought to you by Doggone It Lawn Repair and Gee Whiz for dogs, natural and organic. Doggone It Lawn Repair heals yellow spots in your lawn, while Gee Whiz prevents urine burns before they start. Available at local pet stores, grocery stores, or lawn and garden stores. To learn more, visit www.earthsbalance.com.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
When people are shopping for a new home, they usually notice things like crown molding or kitchen cabinets or maybe the view. But in Collierville, Tennessee, a cat stuck in a wall caught the eye of a prospective buyer by meowing and waving his paw out of a small hole. Nina Wingfield from Animal Services was called and was able to free the frantic feline by cutting a larger hole in the wall. She said he had his little paw out waving like he was saying, "Come on, hurry up!" The little rescued cat was happy to get out and get a good meal at the local shelter. Volunteers named him Wally. Get it? Wally? Wally's soon going to be looking for a new home of his own. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
You work hard to keep your lawn green, so stop chasing your dog around to prevent those yellow spots. Doggone It Lawn Repair heals lawns from dog or cat urine without reseeding or resodding. You can even prevent urine burns before they start with Gee Whiz for dogs. Both Doggone It and Gee Whiz, all natural and organic products, are available at local pet stores, grocery stores, or lawn and garden stores. To have the best lawn on the block, visit www.earthsbalance.com. That's earthsbalance.com.
Remember, if you get a pet this week, please, please, oh please, spay or neuter. Your doctor will tell you which one you have to do. I was a little confused at first myself, I gotta admit.
Yeah, well, you're always confused.
You're gonna cut those off? We'll see you next week, right here, for more Animal Radio.
This is Animal Radio
Network.